Haines resident Gershon Cohen's background is in molecular biology. He's frustrated by how proponents of the bills are framing their argument.
Well, the department's trying to say that they're doing this on the basis of the best science, and that's completely backwards. The best science are the water quality standards. Those are the limits that have been found through scientific experimentation to provide protection for fish or humans or whatever standard you're using.
In this case, the standard is for marine organisms. Cohen calls the administration's effort to relax wastewater standards risk management, not science.
That's black and white world. And we don't live in a black and white world.
Sitkin Steve Reifenstuhl has been on the cruise ship wastewater science advisory panel since 2009.
It's important to look at the context. If we applied these standards to the city of Sitka, the Blue Lake Dam would look like it was cheap.
Blue Lake is priced at roughly $140 million, the most expensive project in Sitka's history. Reifenstuhl is a biologist and a pragmatist.
The effluent and the waiver that every city's gotten that lives that's on the ocean from Anchorage to Ketchikan puts out way more effluent on them, and even the metals. They didn't even have to document nickel and zinc, but in copper, ammonia, I mean, it's many times what the cruise ships put out.
Gershon Cohen was initially appointed to the science advisory panel, but his name was pulled 3 weeks before the group convened because of opposition from the industry, he says. Cohen, who co-wrote the language in the initiative that created the panel, says it was supposed to be looking at alternative technologies like reverse osmosis.
And they ended up spending a lot of their time talking about how they were going to change the rule and whether or not the discharges that are there now are okay and whether or not the equipment there is satisfactory. And that wasn't supposed to be what they were supposed to be doing.
Cohen says there is no recognized standard for advanced wastewater treatment systems used by cruise ships. He calls AWTS a public relations term. The bills before the House and Senate would sample wastewater not at the point of discharge, but in a mixing zone outside the ship. Proponents say this is what coastal cities do. Cohen says ships are cities that move.
You can't survey what the water quality and what the organisms are like before, during, and after the discharge. So there will be absolutely no accountability.
Reifenstuhl says cruise ships have been towing the line since the late 1990s following a series of egregious discharge violations. He suggests they're less accountable than the rest of us for the cleanliness of the water.
So if you just look at the million people that visit Alaska on cruise ships every year, 70% of those, 700,000, times the 5 days they're in Alaska, compared to the 700,000 citizens of Alaska that are here for 365 days a year, you do the math on that, which I've done, and it's 20 times more.
As general manager of the Northern Southeast Regional Aquaculture Association, Reifenstuhl has a vested interest in fisheries. He's visited several ships and seen the effluent that's discharged. It often looks clear, but heavy metals wouldn't color a glass of water. I asked him, what if a cruise ship discharged in front of Bear Cove, where Ensaraz Medvici Hatchery sits just outside of Sitka? He said this was already happening in Juneau, where every ship calls.
There's 15 million chum salmon, there's Chinook salmon, and there's coho salmon released right there. So that's very close, and those fish are going to swim right by the cruise ships. There's also, 100 million chum salmon released just north of Gastineau Channel. And so those fish are in those waters. So would I be comfortable, as long as it's sort of what's happening in the Juneau waterfront, I would be comfortable.
Cohen says the passage of the bills would be a setback to Alaska's image and provide a toehold for the farmed fish industry.
So much for Alaska producing fish that's coming from pristine water. I think it's a serious mistake, and it's basically just caving into an industry demand that's absolutely unnecessary.
The 191-page report from the Cruise Ship Wastewater Science Advisory Panel is preliminary and references about 500 pages of data. Reifenstuhl thinks the panel could meet for at least another 2 years to finish its work. He welcomes peer review of the group's findings. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.